Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Carulla and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Rooster me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Eddie?
Good, how are you?
Wake up, Hollywood!
How was last week? I wasn't here.
And we missed you.
Yeah, I know, that's what
I had a whole ceremony. We brought bagpipes.
Candles.
I mean, the whole thing. It was pretty intense.
The vigil.
You know, and there were some police officers from Boston that were firing off bullets.
That's what the whole thing.
It was just, it went on like that.
Yeah, heard you were late last week.
I was late last week.
I missed one show.
You've seen me though. You texted me and been like, "Where are you?" I'm like, "On the freeway," but I'm like lying to you.
I'm you're like, "I'm parking." Bullshit. You're at home.
You know my ways. I don't know. You know, they say that optimistic people have terrible time management because they think they have more time.
Because they think the world's going to wait for them.
No. They think they're like, "Oh yeah, there's. I got 20 minutes to get there. I'll get there in 20 minutes."
20 minutes in LA is like 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you know what? When I drive to the station with no traffic, 15 minutes.
Yeah, no but problem. You don't know when there's going to be traffic.
That's what sucks. That's what I'm working with. But I leave. So let me ask you this. Okay, let's talk about this for two seconds.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So I leave with at least 30 minutes. That's double the amount of time it takes me. I could go there and back with no traffic.
Right.
That should be enough time.
You leave for 30 minutes every single time?
Every single time. Last week I didn't.
No, apparently not. What time did you leave last week?
Like 7:40.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you ask good questions, let me tell you, dude. You should have been a lawyer, man.
I should be on 60 Minutes.
Dude, I mean, you're like that reporter that just gets right in there.
Yeah, I just dig.
You dig
the dirt up.
How was your show last week?
It was fun.
What'd you do?
What did I do?
You tell any Han Solo jokes?
What did I do? I'm trying to remember the show. I don't remember what I did.
Well, you're really driving in the listeners
right now.
Yeah,
really in the wrong.
You know.
I'm serious. I'm having that memory thing where I can't remember like the last week. I don't have any memory.
What? Do you smoke pot now?
No.
Then are you drinking heavily?
No, I have a child. And I'm fucking tired all the time.
Oh. How's that working out?
It's good. He had his 7th birthday.
Happy birthday, Colton. Saturday.
Yeah.
So what is he, second grade?
Seven. Second? No, he's in first grade.
First grade, all right.
Going into second.
What's a 7-year-old party like these
days? I
don't know.
Just little kids running around.
Did you do anything fun?
They went to Pump It Up in Van Nuys. It's like an indoor bounce house place.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I thought you took him to a gym.
Pump It Up.
We hit the bump. Hit the up. So did he have fun?
Yeah, he's 7 years old.
Well, did he invite friends?
I didn't invite my friends. He invited his friends.
Well, how many friends did he get to invite?
He had about 27 people there.
27.
But the thing is, it's weird because I didn't have this. I don't know. I didn't grow up in LA. I grew up in rural Virginia.
You invited his whole class.
But when I went to birthday parties as a kid, I just went by myself. My mom would drop me off, and I go to the party.
Yeah.
Now it's like when you go to birthday parties with your
kids, the parents come,
the siblings come.
Oh my god!
So really? If you invite somebody, you're getting at least one parent and possibly one or two siblings.
Oh my god!
You didn't have that as a kid, right? It was just you got dropped off at your friends at the party, and then your parents would pick you up.
Sometimes it'd be the point where you got coordinated, like, oh, I'm going to get picked up by somebody else's parents, or my parents.
It's not
are
like
go
that
pick
now.
Up the other kid, and then we're going to take
kids' birthday parties. Not like that. Kids' birthday parties now. It's
why?
It's the kid.
That's ridiculous.
If they have any sibling. We had one. Some people had up to 4 siblings.
What?
Yeah. If he didn't have any siblings come, he would have had about 15 kids there. We actually doubled the party size.
So you were probably like.
It's crazy. And then you have all the parents. So you got to worry about feeding all these extra kids and all these parents.
That's obnoxious.
It's just the way it is. Every birthday party I've been to.
Wait. So do you go to Colton's?
Well, now I do, yeah.
Oh, so you're part of the problem.
Well, because if they're coming to me, I'm going to go to them.
Oh, well, you know what? It's like me being late. You know what? I had compassion for your pain.
If they're coming to me, I'm going
now,
to them.
Now, I don't have any compassion because they're like, you know what? Colton's dad came to the party.
No,
I wouldn't. He was wearing his hat backwards, and he was eating up all
The thing is, when I take, if Colton has a party he goes to, it's either I go or Tracy goes. We both don't go. And if he had a sibling, we wouldn't take the sibling. We wouldn't make it like a whole family trip
you say that now.
To the party.
Yeah, but why not drop him off? Like you were raised and Tracy was
because he
raised.
Doesn't want to be. No one drops their kid off. Everyone parents. And if you.
So you look like a delinquent
you
parent.
Actually look, you actually get shunned upon if you're like, oh, take my kid, there you go. And you're like, where's
so
he
now
going?
All the parents are like, dude, how could, where's your dad?
They're all like, what happens if something happens to this kid? Where's the parent?
Oh, my God. So there's like extra supervision.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's bad.
It's a helicopter parent generation.
Dude, life is tough. Thug life.
It's weird.
Man.
It's a weird situation.
But you know what? I really did have compassion for you until you said you're going to these parties.
Of course I am. I have to.
So your weekends are really not eventful. Like, when we come to the show, and I'm like, hey, what did you do this week? You're like, no, you probably went to...
No, I'm not like you. Like, yeah, I went to Vegas and blah, blah, blah.
I did go to Vegas.
Of course you did.
I saw David Copperfield. Have you ever seen David Copperfield?
No, I don't go to Magic. Shows.
Well, Magic shows are fun. And you know, he's like a staple. He's like been around since the 80s. I mm-hmm. never saw him in the 80s. So I saw him now. He did some amazing magic tricks.
Illusions.
No, they're real.
Oh, it's no sense.
Yes.
It's magic.
I swear to God. It's dude, illusions. He had a spaceship.
It's a trick.
He had a spaceship.
Did he make it disappear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had an alien
mm-hmm.
come talk to you.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you one trick he did real quick.
Okay.
2 seconds,
go
okay?
for it.
So, he had... two people come up on the stage, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And as he's throwing random frisbees out, a person comes up and, like, you know, there's all kinds of mischief going on around him. And he basically, like, dictates the whole thing, right? Like, oh, you have a guy sitting right next to you. He's wearing blue pants, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Then she comes up to the stage. One of the people comes up to the stage and he says, I want you to pick a celebrity, any celebrity you want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then he takes a poster board. And he puts the back of it to the audience. Well, he asks the question after he does that, okay? Then the person picks a celebrity, and then you turn the picture around,
and it's a celebrity.
But mm-hmm. in the picture are all the things that he mentioned that had happened within 20 seconds of her bringing, you know, of him saying, oh, you have a person wearing blue shorts or whatever. It's all in the picture. I don't know how he did that.
With his magic tricks.
Yeah, but he emailed it to us before. Yeah.
What did he email you before?
Okay, check this out.
What?
So
why are you getting emails from David
Copperfield? He asked us to email the show, okay?
Okay.
So just to make sure we knew that it wasn't bullshit, he put the...
It's all bullshit.
No, but
it's magic
not,
tricks.
But it's a really,
there's
it's,
no real magic.
Yeah, but you never know. Maybe he's in touch with some of
it. It's all bullshit.
Maybe he just
didn't
just go to
the really good at bullshitting.
No, so anyways, everybody emailed David Copperfield at the beginning of the show, and when he puts the poster up with its back to you, he emails you the poster before anything has happened.
So everyone's checking their smartphones
in the
crowd?
So he puts everybody's phone is in a box on the table, and then you take out the phone after...
Oh, so you're just combining all your phones and the...
Well, yeah, but listen, so you take out the phone, and you see that you have an attachment... At a certain time from David Copperfield, 10:41, David Copperfield just sent me an email. You put it back. Then he starts describing the whole scenario. Then he brings the woman up. She picks the celebrity.
So, but this time he's pulling all your personal information off your phone.
maybe.
While they're in this box.
But,
and then you have all these random charges on your credit card.
But you open the picture and it's the picture that was up with all the stuff that had happened. After the fact that you checked your phone and had an attachment. I mean, that's trippy, man. How do you do that?
Ask David Copperfield.
I will. You know, it's just one of those magical...
It's not magic. There's no magic to it. There's no magic to it.
It's magic.
No.
It is. So we have a special show. Should we talk about this?
Talk about it.
Do you know I'm getting all my sound bites out now?
Yeah.
Because...
I know.
We're bringing a very special guest...
You. You're going to be a
not
guest
just
on,
me.
You're going to be
not
a guest on your
me.
Own show.
I'm going to be a guest on my own show. No, but really, I'm bringing up my songwriting team.
Mm-hmm.
who they're in the studio audience. They'll be making their way up slowly.
Okay.
But
I'm supposed to interview you and your whole songwriting team.
You're going
to
interview all of us.
You're no longer Nikhil co-host. You're Nikhil.
No, I'm passing the buck over.
But you realize I have a very limited range of songwriting questions I can ask.
That's what makes it great. Okay. Is I'm giving you the big boy chair.
I don't want the big boy chair.
And I'm giving you the keys to the building. Mm. And you're going to run the show, man.
We're going to talk about sports and politics, not songwriting.
Dude, no.
That's all I...
No! So, I'd like to welcome my songwriting team, The Elements. Say hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Dimitri.
Wait, sit up in your chair. So you three...
I was walking towards the stage.
You three are known as The Elements?
Element.
Singular.
The Element?
Yeah. We don't need plural.
Why don't you guys just drop the too? Just call yourself Element.
Because that's kind of boring. We need the to make it sound cool.
With a
look at
it,
I'm pushing
T.
my iPad well, away. It's just you. It's just you and your sound bites.
Well, I'm trying to figure out. I just call yourself The Elements and The Element.
No,
the
just
Element.
The Element. Just The Element.
Why is it? Why?
Like The Element.
What's that from?
We made
this
it
is my
up.
First question.
We made it
What
up.
Does it mean?
All right.
I'll
take this one. We're going to go in order. So you're going to. I'm going to take this question.
Who named it?
Yes, please.
Who did the naming?
So I can't.
Let's get everyone's names first.
Yes. This is Dimitri Cerny.
Dimitri.
Hey.
Who's been a former guest on the show, right?
Who has. On the old network.
On the old network.
Brian
and
Vibberts.
This is Brian.
Brian.
So you know Dimitri. My voice.
I like that you introduced yourself in third person. And this is Brian.
Well,
hi.
So the listeners know my voice, I guess, right?
Brian Vibberts, an engineer extraordinaire that I've worked with in the past, okay. Who's going to be a guest in one of our future shows.
Possibly yes. Next week or the week after. We don't know.
Maybe. We'll
Who knows?
See.
It's up in the air.
So we started a songwriting team, and I felt like we needed a name, something cool. So...
Do some most songwriting teams have names?
Some do. Smeezingtons, yeah. Bruno Mars.
Oh, so that's his.
So I
team?
Like that was our barometer. We got to beat the Smeezingtons.
Then you didn't do it with The Elements.
What do you mean?
Smeezingtons is a great name,
dude. You would choose that name over The Elements, yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
No
the Smeezingtons.
Way.
That's
Smeezingtons.
Such a dumb,
no,
it's kind of a dumb name.
No.
Explain.
What because it's a little fun. The Element, you guys are like. We're the shit.
We're the shit. Okay, exactly. Okay.
There's no
there's no messing around.
There's no humility in The Element.
No, The Element's like you need us to write hit songs. That's what it's about. Okay.
I'm just saying.
From
an outsider's point of view, that's the impression.
Well, so here it is. So like you know, an element.
Smeezingtons. I'm like, that's fun, guys.
It has
I can't wait
meaning,
to hear what you guys
so.
Got.
So what do you think?
Element's like, all right, let me see what you guys got.
Well, you need an element is one thing that you have, so something catches fire. Correct.
I would.
Yeah.
Guess.
Well, an element. That's what it means. That's one of the meanings, right?
I don't get that.
And then another meaning of it is it's a variable to cause or make, you know, change. Right?
Is that the definition
of
element?
Yeah, that's the definition. Okay. So that was I was like
I just think of the element as like one piece of the puzzle.
Right.
There you go. Hey, how you doing?
But that is a
I'm done answering that question.
What?
You got to ask another question.
No, I'm still. I want. You're the one who came up with The Element.
Yeah. Well, I came up with the name. Yeah, and then I asked them,
and they had no choice.
No, they had
no
choice.
Of course.
What were their choices? What did you guys come up with?
Yeah.
Did you guys put our names in the puck?
I think we liked The Element.
You guys just went from the beginning. You're like, whatever.
He's no,
just
kind of
you guys were like,
with...
Nikhil's just going to keep pushing until he says yes. Let's just say yes now.
That too.
And move on.
We had several names, but no, The Element was like, no, that was the one.
Yeah, it made sense with what we do.
Yeah, totally.
We have outside elements writing with us all the time in that sense.
That's right.
What do you mean you have outside elements? You guys have other people coming into your group?
See how I use the name? That was clever.
So you guys are like the three main guys in The Element. Element.
Right.
And then you have people coming in to help out.
Exactly. We're part of The Element, and we are The Element all at the same time. Yeah. hitting it out of the park.
God's
gift. I got to tell you, this is actually really hard because I don't have my sound bites like within. Well,
we don't
kind,
need
they're
sound
kind
bites.
Of in reach.
We don't
but
need those sound bites.
Yeah, we don't need them right now.
So you guys work for. What do you guys. Who you write songs for?
For film, for TV, for artists, kind of we're looking who's looking for songs, and then we try and get songs to those artists. And
how do you do that? How do you actually? Like, you guys sit around, come up with a bunch of songs, and then just find that artist's representation and send them the music. How do you get the music to the artist you're trying to get music to?
Yeah, pretty much exactly. We'll keep our ears out and listen for for what artists are currently working on an album, and then we'll try to kind of foresee what style they're going to do, or perhaps we'll know some people that are, you know, musicians on the album, and try to get extract some information, you know, and then we'll write a song based on that.
Now, is that difficult? I mean, being an artist, you have your own style and your own tastes and your own influences and what you think you are, but is it hard to pull yourself out of the creation and create something for someone else that's not, that you're not attached to, and that you don't really have, you haven't, your influences don't influence it so much that it takes away from that artist's style?
That's a really good question. I think,
because that would be hard for me.
No, I think your influence are going to stay present when you write a song,
right?
And in that case, you know, sometimes you're a good fit for a certain artist, and other times you might not be such a good fit for that particular
artist. What type of style of music do you guys try to write? Or do you guys pick certain artists you try to focus on?
All three of us listen to a lot of different styles anyway, but we're going for mainstream, top 40, you know, the main rock, pop, indie, you know, whatever.
Bieber?
Yeah, sure, a lot of Bieber. Course. Yeah.
Funny story.
All of those
are you,
guys.
Are you guys believers? He's got a story. Are you guys believers?
Well, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, Bieber's a talented guy for sure. We actually did write a song that would have been a good fit for Bieber.
And yeah,
that's actually a song we sent to his management, and they
I think Nikhil told me about that.
Yeah, they dug time. It.
Yeah, and, yeah, they were liking it.
What happened?
We don't know. It kind of sometimes it just kind of it goes into like a black hole, and you never find out what really happened. Why it didn't?
Does it ever go into that black?
It did pass a lot of levels.
Does it ever go into that black hole, and then it comes out as a different song? That you're like, hey, wait a second, that's really heavily influenced by what we sent over there.
Oh, totally. We just actually have, we got a instrumental from a German female DJ. Her name is Pretty Pink.
We let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, we did. I hope that's okay.
Right. That's okay, it's okay.
But she sent us a very hip-hop instrumental. And when we heard the first demo that she sent back, it was a completely different beat behind the song, so that caught us kind of by surprise, but it's very cool. You know?
The artist, you know, always likes to make it their own,
yeah,
of course, you know, through production and all that. So
well, they have to make it feel to their fans. It's got to feel like it's coming from
them. Totally, yeah.
Interesting.
See, I would have done a soundbite right
of
there.
What? What sound? What soundbite?
Oh,
I would have been looking.
What soundbite would knock that section out of the park?
Is that a question for me?
That's a question. That's my next question. What soundbite? And why would that have fit there?
Just to be silly.
Oh my god.
Silly is good. Silly is fun.
Now, Nikhil, I know I've known you for a decade, and I know you're very passionate as an artist and your own style of music.
Yes.
How do you reconcile that with trying to write for? Because I as a comedian, I've been offered to write jokes for other comedians, and I'm like, I always turn it down.
Yeah,
because I don't know, I don't want to do that. Because first,
Eddie, I love you. You're so good at this. That was a great question.
Well, no, there's two folds to it. Like one, like I might write a joke that I love so much that I don't want to give
it
away.
Or
two, I don't know if I could do that artist justice with their style of joke.
Well, one thing, the first thing I think I had to learn was, you know, I'm not a pop artist with what I do with my own stuff.
Yeah.
There's pop melodies or like parts of it that are very poppy, but a lot of it's its own kind of jammy, funky thing.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things, like both Dimitri and Brian were emphasizing, like we had to like completely change what I was listening to be more pop. You know, it's just to listen to, you have to keep your finger on the pulse just to know what's out there so that we can aim for what is going to hit the mainstream. So for me, it's like all of a sudden the Taylor Swift record that I was making, you know, jokes about.
Yeah, now you're listening
now
to it,
I'm
and
listening
trying
to
emulate
it and emulate it and understand like why does this work so well? Why is it so accessible? And then I started seeing, wow, there's parts of it that this is genius. Like I turned the other way. I was like, this is not easy to do. Like I used to think, oh, anybody can write a pop song, but I've learned it's
well,
very
difficult. They hook people for a reason.
Yeah, and it's like there's a science and an art, and it's also a very creative thing that it's like not indulging in every kind of like artistic whim that you have in the moment to just kind of, you have to strip down things. Sometimes you do have to push the envelope a little bit, but I think the one thing I've learned is listening to things that are outside of what I would normally listen to, which would be like a Stevie Wonder record, a Marvin Gaye record. Now I'm listening to, oh, yeah, I'll check out this, what's the boy band that you always...
One Direction.
One Direction. I would never have listened to One Direction 3 years ago, 4 years ago. now I'm checking out like stuff that they're doing all the time. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
No,
I like
the
that.
Concerts, yeah. Getting backstage.
No, no concerts yet. No concerts yet. No? But that's one thing that it's taught me. Like, wow, okay, I'm going to have to learn a different craft and how to build something completely different.
It's tricky because we're writing songs that are like the hits for next year.
Yes.
So it's, you know, you can't be behind right. the trend. You can't really follow the trend too much. You have to almost
you have to try to get in front of it. Push it. Yeah, exactly.
But you can't go out too far in front.
Because or else people don't understand it.
A&Rs will be like, oh, wait, we're not ready for all that yet. You know what I mean?
Right. So, well, what Dimitri and Brian, what do you guys, I know what Nikhil does because he tells us every fucking week. What do you guys do? Like, what is your job outside of the element? What this, do you guys?
This, for me,
outside of the element.
Yeah,
outside
of the element. For me, this is pretty much all I
do. You are?
Yeah, yeah. And I do some freelance mixing.
Okay, so you're more mixing type of, you're not like...
Well, and you know, building beats for people okay. sometimes.
But he's also a killer singer and songwriter. Like, okay. He's not talking about that, but...
Well, I didn't know if, like, you have your own band, you play guitar, you play piano. No. I don't know.
No,
I
just was like... This is kind of where I put my eggs in the
basket. And you're an engineer?
And for me, yeah, outside of the element, engineering, okay. mixing, producing, live broadcast, a lot of different things.
And did you guys realize that? How did you guys realize that your styles blended to the point where you can work together? Because that's a difficult situation when you bring three creative people into a room.
It's still difficult to do this.
I would imagine. I've worked with Nikhil for a while.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. And Nikki, I mean, how long? It's been since 2004.
Yeah. 2003 is when we started.
Yeah.
I released my first LP. Brian was the engineer.
Oh, he was the engineer on the first album?
Okay. He was the engineer on the first full-length album, so technically the second record, but the first full-length album. And then he also did my live record as well.
Yeah, correct? So we've known each other
for a long time. Brian for 10 years, and Dimitri was actually one of my former students. And this kid...
Rock 101?
Yeah, exactly. So he would come to school, and he would say, hey, let's do a two-hour lesson next week, and I'll bring my whole computer rig into this small, tiny practice room. And, like, just the when I saw that kind of dedication, I was like, dude, this kid is dedicated. Like, nobody does that. Like, I don't even want to do that with my own laptop, you know?
And then when you heard what he was coming up with, too, just like...
And his songs were killing. I mean, he has this one song called Feeling You that he brought in. That was the first thing. I actually showed it to other people. I remember showing it to my roommate. I was like, dude, listen to this track. Like, this... My student did it, and it's badass. And my roommate was like, dude... Justin, who I've talked to you about, he was like, dude, this is killing. And I was like, I know. This should not be coming out of a student, you know? So we used to do producing sessions and all of this. And, you know, fast forward to maybe a year after he graduated or 2 years, I had a conversation with Dr. Luke. And he was like, man, the secret is, like, you know, surround yourself with young songwriters that always have their fingers on the pulse. And then bring in the experienced players and things. And he was actually a catalyst to get the songwriting team started. So he was the first person I thought of, and he was the second person I thought of. I was like, dude, this would work.
How do they know
like, that experience.
We're
I mean, it's like
one radio, you're
it's like, well, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, new school versus old school. It's like, that's a perfect combination, you know? It's like, that's how you can kind of blend styles and influences, I think.
Right. How long have you guys been together as a songwriting juggernaut?
A little over 2 years, right?
2 years?
2 years? Yeah. 2 years.
Right. How many songs? Like, do you guys record the songs and then send them that way, or you just send them?
They are
like
finished.
A sample of the song.
Yeah, completely finished.
It's completely finished.
Yeah. Completely
songs.
Finished.
Yeah. Polished. We kind of started like acquiring a catalog of songs through those 2 years, just to you know have more than like a couple of songs to go to people with and
right.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Is it ever possible you put all this time and energy into completing a full song, recording a full song, and this one artist doesn't care for it, can you send it to somebody else? Or is it custom made for that one artist? That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah, I think a lot of songs usually work for several artists at one time. And
do you try to think that way when you're writing? Like, okay, is this a little more broad than specific?
Yeah, you know, sometimes we'll think of one specific artist, but then, you know, sometimes it turns into something that's actually not even going to work for that artist, but it would work for something else.
That's right.
It's kind of funny how that goes. But usually, like, if it works for, I don't know, let's say, like, Rihanna, it could technically work for someone like Beyonce as well. And, you know, a number of other, you know, artists that maybe not be as known as them. Or even just TV and film. So it's like... yeah, it's very versatile.
Have you had more success with the artists or TV and film things, or like where have you guys found
so
more
far,
success?
The artists.
The artists?
Yeah.
I'd say the artists more. We haven't even really pushed songs.
Yeah, that's the interesting.
That's the funny thing. We have two publishers on board, and like we give them a limited amount of the catalog to like really push. But
how big is your catalog?
60 songs, I'd say.
Yeah.
50 songs,
yeah.
Easily. Around that.
And when we're talking about those, it's like fully produced, fully mixed, mastered. I mean, it's like a done product.
Right. Wow. And that's, we've been waiting.
You guys have like five albums done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And let me say this, like, you know, I've been a recording artist for so long. It would take me easily 10 months to do 12 songs, right?
Yeah.
To record them, to mix them, to master them. With these guys and other musicians we've been working with, other singers, we've done 30 songs in 9 months. Three times the amount.
So why hasn't this just become the new NK band?
It's like, you guys are slow over here.
You guys are so prolific. This should be the new NK band.
What's great is like it appeases to all different parts.
What do you find yourself not, since it's not your music, so to speak? I mean, you're trying to sell it to someone else. Like, you don't put as much of yourself into it. It's more of like,
no, totally not.
I'm just trying to make this.
I still think we put like all of ourselves into it.
I would say almost more.
But we know that it's not staying with us. We know that it's going to another artist.
Right.
So,
but I think at some level, though, as an artist yourself, you have to pull back a little bit, not like give all your magic away, because it's not yours.
But at the same time, it's like a painting, you know?
But it's hard to give away.
You paint it, you put everything in that painting, and then you sell it, and you don't own it anymore. You know what I mean?
And the next painting will just be best.
Nice, Dimitri. Yeah.
But your name's still on it. People are like, that's a Dimitri.
Right.
But they don't say that if Taylor Swift is singing the song.
But see, the first Dimitri, or the first Element, or whatever it is, it wouldn't be known until there's a consistent amount, and now we're getting that, you know?
Right.
Takes time.
That's interesting. It's hard to do.
Well,
write for other people.
See, and you maybe should try it.
I don't want to.
Why?
Because I don't want to. It's hard enough to write for me.
Like, this is my joke.
It's my joke. Selfish artist.
That's funny.
Yeah. So where do you guys get together, and where do you get together and write? You guys have a certain house you go to?
We used to do it at my house in the very beginning.
What food do you get? That's very important.
Sushi.
Sushi? That's your writing food?
We go out. It's good energy food. Sometimes we kind of get the burger.
It's all about the food. Right?
There are times we get burgers, Eddie. You know what I'm saying. Things get rough.
Well, you guys have a song we want to play?
Well, not yet.
Oh, why?
Yeah, I guess
we're at like the halfway point here.
Well, okay. Well, yeah, why don't we... Brian, why don't you intro the song?
All right. Well, this is the very first official release, and it's the opening track of the Ziggy Marley album that's coming out May 20th.
So this is your guys' latest...
Yes, it
thing,
is.
This
biggest...
is our first credit.
Oh, this is the first credit.
Yeah.
This is the first sale. Credit that
That's
we,
right.
That we ever got.
This is the Element launching pad right here.
And big shout out to Tuff Gong Worldwide because
they
also now manage us, which is amazing.
Are they associated with Prestige Worldwide?
I don't know.
At all?
Well, you want to get into some magic over here?
No, Step Brothers. The movie. Never mind.
Yeah, okay. No, we wish.
Never mind. Dimitri got that idea.
Dimitri got it.
We wish we would be presenting this.
You wish it's
Catalina wine mix.
But you know what's cool about this?
Catalina wine mix.
Eddie is the record doesn't come out for 3 days, and we got the go ahead to.
Oh, this is a world premiere.
It's a world premiere. This is a world premiere of the opening track of Ziggy Marley's new.
Let me.
Is this
going to be the single or no?
We're hoping. We'll see.
You don't know yet? You don't know if it's going to be the single? When are they going to announce the single?
I don't know. We're going to try.
We don't know that stuff.
Let's just say this is the single.
I like it.
I'm just going to put it out there. This is the new single.
I like it. I love it.
It's a positive thing.
Ziggy Marley single, right?
All
right. Here we go. Called Start It Up, right?
Yep.
Start it up. Be the revolution, fuck the evolution, love the contribution, sing. Start it up. Kill the wounded warriors. Raise us to victorious. Be the one who leads us. Far from home will be just. All we need is your trust. Start it up. Start it up. Yeah, yeah. Like a lion in the morning sun. You can live like a champion. Save the world we live in. Burn down the walls of our skin. We will rise from the ashes again. Yeah, yeah. Be the revolution, fuck the evolution, love the contribution, sing. Heal the wounded warriors.
trust. Hey, I started up. Listen now, when the politicians take all our rights and they shake us all down with their might, when government can shoot down on defenseless youth, you can see people's marches unite. Love the contribution, sing. Heal the wounded warriors. Raise us to victorious, sing. Be the one who leads us. Right from wrong will be just. All we need is your trust. Oh, oh. It don't take a blind man to see where the world is headed. It won't take a wise man to know that our earth is treading. All we need is your trust.
Alright.
Be the revolution. Love's a contribution. Somebody start it up. Who's gonna start it up? Who's gonna start it up? What we gonna do now?
Start it up.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's hot.
World premiere.
World premiere.
Single.
You know, outside of the three of us that worked on that song,
that was great, guys. Really,
I want to give a big shout out. We want to give a big shout out to Marcus James, who was part of the writing process, as well as Andre De Santana, who was also part of the writing process, as well as the NK Band guitarist Ray Bergstrom,
nice.
Who was also part of the writing process. So the six of us.
Temporary element. they're part-time elements.
Elements on deck. No.
They're part-time
No,
elements.
Really. It was a real absolutely. Collaborative effort to make the song what it was.
Now, how much has that song changed from what you guys gave them to what became the final song?
It's actually pretty similar.
Yeah, it's very close.
That's the coolest thing. That was the coolest thing. Even simple really nice. Things like production-wise, there were a lot of cool things, similarities, parallels. That was exciting for me to hear. I was like, man, that's awesome. Not only did they take a lot of the vocal harmonies or maybe the lyrics.
Was it your vocals they sent over? Who's vocal? Who did the vocals?
I actually...
Nicky did the vocals.
Yeah, I wanted to do the vocals on that.
It was great.
I really wanted to do the vocals on that. Usually, like, part of the fun for this was like, oh, you know what? I can take a back seat and just do harmonies and vocal arrangement stuff. But because it was for Ziggy Marley and I'm such a huge Ziggy and Bob fan, it was... I was like, man, I want to do this track. I want to do the vocals on this track. So I was like, if there's a chance Ziggy will hear me singing this song in his ear, I think it'd be amazing, you know? So... I didn't know if it was actually going to land, and I was hoping it would, but thanks to Matt Slotke, big shout-out to Matt. He's our manager, and
absolutely.
He did an amazing thing by you know, pushing the song for us, for Ziggy to hear, and it ended up on the record.
When did you guys get the news, like when the thing was going on?
It was kind of
charming on that one.
It took a while.
We were like,
I think we wrote the song actually 2 years ago.
Yes.
It was like one of the first tracks we wrote. And it took a very long time.
Wow.
It was like it may get on, it may not. Yeah. It may get on, but it may not. You know, it was like,
And it's number one, so it's a top song on the...
It's the number, it's track one.
It's track one. Now, is that a big deal on an album?
to be the first track, or does it matter?
I think so.
I mean, for me, it is. I'm like, shit. I mean, come on.
I mean, to be to have the first credit,
that's the opening track,
having
that's the cool. first track. I mean,
that seems like a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Well, to us, it is.
Well, I mean, you hit play. That's the first thing to play.
I know.
So.
Which, like,
unless
I mean,
you hit random, but
you know, what psychopath just has random on their fucking?
The funny thing is like the three of us. We were like, well, the song's called "Start It Up." Would you have it as track 6? I hope not. Please.
Yeah. Your next song should be called "The Beginning."
Yeah, that's right. We got a little theme going on.
Radio hit should be one, right?
Yeah.
Track you
know.
One.
No, but it was
Grammy.
I was anxious to know if it was going to happen or not. You know, yeah. I think all of us were.
Oh yeah. And then we got the official word that it was actually going to be on it, and none of us could say anything for a while. So we're like, ooh.
Today we announced it. We announced it today.
It was officially announced. Today
was the day we were going to announce it. So nice. I mean. It's
and the album comes out
May 20th.
Friday. So you ease into the weekend.
Wow, that's right. Nice.
I mean, the coolest thing is, like, you know, I think the three of us have talked about this. You know, as a songwriting team, you want like any credits. You just want to get out there and get something.
Well, you just got to start. You got to get the ball going.
You
got
to get the
somehow.
Ball. But to get it going with somebody that's, I mean, Ziggy Marley's a Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? Like, he is a huge name. He's been around, and he's still making good records, and he's still out there playing and touring.
Now, when you guys
and the three of us just have so much respect for Ziggy, to have that, you know, that be the very first for us for the Element.
Amazing,
and for him to pull off the song with, you know, doing it so much justice too. It's
and for it to not as change from what you guys sent him,
right?
When he pretty much liked what you sent, and
that's what tripped us out.
And
I cried.
Kind of crazy.
I cried.
That's kind of crazy.
Oh my God,
I mean, that's awesome.
It was amazing. It was, and you know what, like. He sounds so much like Bob to me. You know what I mean? Like, he's my favorite of all the Marleys, and you know, aside from Bob, of course. But it was just amazing to hear his voice singing a melody in a song that we all came up with. That, to me, was surreal. Like, if it was a, you know, a Taylor Swift or somebody like that, I don't know if it would have hit me as hard or meant as much.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, he changed some lyrics around, and it's like he co-wrote the song with us, too. So, I mean,
that's right.
That's just like, it's not like he just took it word for word. He sat with it, you know, he elevated it and made it what it is.
And so he was strategic about what he
part
changed,
of the problem.
How
he changed. Yeah, totally. I mean, that's
awesome. Now, how many songs did you send for this? Or was this the only song you guys sent over for?
No, we sent three.
You sent three?
Yeah, sent three.
This one made it.
So there are two other songs, reggae artists out there.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you should have called one. This is the middle part of it. And this is the end.
The end, yeah.
Andy, I like the way you think, man.
You know, you got to...
You get a prize.
Now, is this going to help you guys with other artists? Go, hey, we have Ziggy Marley. We, you know... Like, that help you get in the door with other artists now?
Yeah, of course. Because everyone's looking at, you know, the what we've done... Lately, kind of thing, right?
Yeah,
it's like the latest work, and
this
so
whole business.
Yeah, reference. So it's always like that. Yeah, it opens a lot of doors, which is great. And you know, we have so many other songs that are ready to go for many different styles.
Right,
it's perfect. You know, we're ready.
I think for us too, like being managed by Tuff Gong Worldwide, and then having the song with Ziggy. Like, part of me was like, man, I hope we get at least another credit.
How many artists does Tuff Gong represent?
Just Ziggy.
Just Ziggy. Oh, yeah. Just Ziggy.
Yeah.
That'd be great if they had like six other artists. And
like, hey, I got
you become
track
the
two.
Songwriting team for the entire.
No, but I mean, even still, like, label. even though we had to work hard and send the music, and we still got that like sense of, you know, oh my God, we didn't get these songs on. We were not sure if this song's going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get it on with Ziggy was a huge honor. But you know, you also don't want it to look like, oh, they just handed it to them because. They're managed by them. So the coolest part is we actually got two more credits outside of anything Tuff Gong related or, you know, Tuff Gong Worldwide related. And we placed two songs with two DJs in Europe. So the cool thing is we have three credits right now. It's still, you know, we have other things going on, some other big industry people listening to some of our tracks. But just to have it kind of like validated, like, you know what, we got something. We are on a roll. This is cool. We got Ziggy. We got these other two DJs like what we do. The styles are all completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
That's the cool thing is, you know, all different styles.
Going from EDM to reggae.
That's right.
Yeah, that's crazy. I wish you guys would have brought in one of those samples so we could hear the juxtaposition.
We had this huge debate. The three of us on the phone. Like, what do we play? Should we play them?
It'd been nice to hear your guys' different styles.
Well, the thing is, it's like there's
can you guys beatbox for a little bit?
Brian, go for it. There's releases, so it's like you don't want to release an artist's song unless you get their approval first. So we got Ziggy's approval with Matt and everything, and that's why we're allowed to play this song. But we don't want to just play, oh yeah, here's this. And we also wanted to play other songs that we've written that, you know, but it's like once you play them, then they can't be pitched anymore.
Exactly.
So we can't do that.
I hear you.
Well, but we'll have more to play soon.
Yes, more credits.
I want to hear the EDM. That's what I want to hear.
Are you a huge EDM fan?
No, I hate EDM.
Then why do you want it?
Because I want to hear you guys. I want to hear what EDM sounds like from you guys.
Well, what's the style of music that you would like us to do, Eddie? Maybe
I just like good old classic rock and roll. Just
rock and roll.
Just rock and roll music.
Rock and roll.
Hard rock, metal.
Classic. Actually, we got something that he'd like.
Metal.
Yeah.
He'd like Starlight.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You'd like Starlight.
You like Fatboy Slim?
Some Fatboy Slim I like. Some Fatboy Slim.
Okay.
So we took a little classic rock edge and we combined it with some Fatboy Slim to create something new and familiar.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys want this to take over where this becomes your sole job? Do you love it? Do you love it that much? Like, I know Nikhil has his band. I don't know what you guys do so much outside of this, but would this be like, if you had to cut everything else loose and just do this, would you do that?
For me, this has always been the dream.
That's like,
I've never wanted to be an artist or...
You just want to be the man behind the man behind the man.
I always wanted to be a writer, yeah, for sure.
And, well, for me, I mean, I have a lot of mixing going on, so, but
there's, Dimitri's the only one living his dream. Dimitri's the only one living his dream.
Not true. You know, like, I've toured for well over a decade.
Right.
Like, I don't want to tour that much. I want to be at home, still creative, still like, it's funny. It's, I always talk about this with Dimitri. I'm like, you know, I've spent so much time on the road and getting good at, you know, playing guitar or piano or singing or writing that... To not tour would be a waste of all that time that I put in, but only because of the creative factor, the creativity, you know? So I don't want to tour as much, but I'm yet able to now still be super creative.
And a that's, lot, that's probably more amazing. Than before, right?
Much more because than before.
It's a lot more
going on. I'm writing more, I'm playing more, I'm recording
more. And does that
more.
Satisfy you as an artist, or do you have to be out there on stage performing your music to your fans?
I still have that, but this is taking over. It's like... Man, this is
great. And this is just as satisfying to you.
Absolutely. Because it's like, you know, we always talk about it. The feeling of having a great song.
Even though when people listen to Start It Up, and they're not going to think about the element at all, they're going to think Ziggy Marley, and you're fine with it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. You know
we got the gratification when we heard the song for the first time. Every time we hear that song, it's just...
And when the three of us are watching Ziggy Marley perform it in front of a crowd of people, and to know that we...
And you're sitting there screaming, that's all, our song!
And they're all singing along. That's awesome.
They're all singing along.
That's going to be a special feeling.
That's a special feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you realize when you go up to the hot chicks that are singing that song and try to tell them you wrote that song, they're not going to believe it.
They're not going to believe. But you know what? You have that already when you're in a
band.
They're
going, like, Ziggy's singing. It's
his
song.
I will say what's cool about that is, like, I'm used to only experiencing it, you know, like, firsthand in the moment with the band on stage, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
To be able to step outside of that and experience it, I mean, I can't wait to see Ziggy Marley perform this.
Mm.
Can't wait.
I think we all are just, like, jonesing for
that. You guys want to get, like, super baked to go see it?
Dimitri?
I quit a long time ago. Well, it's interesting, too, because both, you know, Nikki and Brian, you guys had such elaborate careers before we started The Element. Even for myself, maybe not as big, but, I mean, we've been all part of the music industry. And, I mean, Nikki, you did the whole band thing. Brian, you've worked with some amazing artists.
Michael Jackson, I mean, Green Day.
So, like, yeah, I mean, we've all had something before that, and it's just kind of a next chapter.
Yeah.
And it's also sharing, like, it's really great to share ideas and share, like, you know, Brian's done these incredible mixes of songs that we've just seen realized only in a little house studio, and then to see it mixed on a level so it becomes more like, oh my god, this is just has a new life.
Right.
It's amazing to see that.
And what's the creative process like? Does someone bring in the lyric? Is someone more lyric person? Someone more beats? Someone more like what? How do you guys work as the different parts, the different elements of the element?
Well,
how do you guys work?
Well, it's kind of
passing the buck.
It varies. I mean, sometimes I'll bring in a piece of music. Sometimes Nikki will bring in some music. Sometimes Brian will have some ideas and concepts for a song. So it's always kind of different.
It's always different, yeah.
How we approach a song.
Sometimes Dimitri will build a beat, and he'll be like, yo, check this out. What do you think of this? I'll be like, it's awesome. Let's run with that.
And sometimes the beat's built together. Right. So, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And even, you know, we got outside people, too, that are part of this group, too. They'll send some beats or some music or an idea over. And
we have some pretty amazing people that not just, like, random musicians.
Today was an interesting day, too. It's like because we try to always do something different to, you know, not always come up with the same process. So the songs change, too. Like, we had this amazing pianist come in today.
Watch how you say it again. That's why you're slower.
Well, Lincoln Cleary, who was just here Lincoln. 2 weeks ago as a guest, you know, I had him come in and do a session, and he just played on like five or six tracks. And right. Now it's like we have five or six tracks that we probably never would have come up with out of nowhere. You know, like having a different influence come in is super exciting.
Like, and do you pay those people to come in per session, or how? Like, how does like when it comes to creative and money, like, that's got to be a weird thing.
I'll let Brian take that.
No, like, we have people come in that help in the songwriting process, right. And we all, you know, write together.
Yeah, like, if this sells, you guys get a certain cut of this type of thing.
Yeah, we split it, and, you know, they're like guests of the element.
We make it fair.
Exactly. We're always very fair to everyone.
Because I know that can always be the part that drives creative people apart when it comes to compensation. We're always very
fair. Well, that's the thing. It's like, if you don't have any ego about just, like, you know, oh, well, we're just going to give you this, and we're going to take this.
Then yeah.
If you don't care about that, then it's like you're just going to have crazy talented people want to be a part of it.
And we have a lot of respect for all the other people that are coming in to be a part of it. So, yeah.
They're all people we've worked with on some level.
Screw them over.
They're all friends. Yeah, that's the best part. It's like we have these incredible, like, horn players, string arrangers, guitarists, bassists. We have engineers. Singers. We have singers. We have all kinds of people that are a part of this that are just, like, collaborating together.
How many people do you think we worked with, like, as part of the
How element big is the element?
Part? Yeah, that's huge. I mean, it's probably 30 people.
30 people, I'd say.
You know, and it's growing. It's growing. I mean, Lincoln was
31.
Exactly. You can see the list
on theelementsongs.com.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that.
You guys have a website?
Yeah, we debuted a website. Nice.
Today?
Today.
A lot happening today. Theelement.com.
No.
What?
No.
Theelementsongs.com.
The Element Songs.
See? You know,
the Element Songs, yeah, that's the handle. The Element for Twitter songs. And for Instagram and for Facebook.
Got it all.
So everything. It's not Element Songs, it's The Element Songs.
Yeah, that's right.
.com.
Spell it out because we know people are dumb.
Spell it out.
Go ahead. Brian, go ahead. You spell it out.
Yeah, don't make me spell it out.
TheElementsongs. songs.com.
Wait. So it's the Elements Songs or no. the Element
oh, did
Songs?
I say two
you
S's?
Said two S's.
Shoot.
See?
It's the Element.
You're the idiot.
Songs.com. Oh, that's right. I said two S's. Damn it.
The Element.
TheElementsongs.com. That's correct.
And you can catch you can get all your social media stuff from there. It's like a launch pad for everything.
That's right.
Launch pad McQuack like for everything.
Well, that's
that sounded like your sound. You're like,
Where's that? Let me see. Oh, hold on. Wait a second.
Wait.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, good stuff.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Hey, come on. You're making it all like rated G. You're doing so well.
Let me talk.
Come on.
Slip of the finger there.
You guys should have been gangbang. That should have been your team name.
That gang would bang. Not have been better than Smeezing Tins either.
Tough gong and gangbang together. That works so much better.
You know what? You're going to inspire a song called Gangbang.
Please.
It's
going to be dubstep.
I'm here for the gangbang.
That's going to be the clip we're going to sample and use. Except who do we have to give credit to for that one?
Me.
No.
All right. Well, guys, that's congratulations.
Wait, you're cutting us off short? Thanks. We still got a minute.
Yeah, I
got
to get out of here.
No, come on. Come on. You cut us off short?
We covered a lot.
You can't do it.
We
like
covered
that.
A lot. We usually have like three or four songs.
This is our show.
It's a lot of talking for talk radio.
You're like, you're going to be a guest?
No commercial breaks.
Man.
Think about it. We usually have three songs and your crappy soundboard, but it's usually like 20 minutes.
Now you appreciate me.
This is like the longest interview we've ever had.
You got to admit. You know what? What's funny, what I noticed is like, you're like, man, usually there'd be a soundbite in here, and now I've got nothing to say in this moment. Hey, did you like?
Well, okay, well, what are you guys? What are you guys working on next? Who are you working for next? Do you have any more, like, targeted you're looking at, or is that secret?
You want to take that?
Well, why do you guys keep passing it off to Brian?
Well, because
everyone's passing everything off to Brian all the time.
He's gonna.
Everyone points
us.
At Brian, and then Dimitri talks.
Seems like I have all the answers, right?
Brian, you got all the answers. So answer for us, please.
Well, you know, a lot of these things, it's hard to say because we're writing for specific people, but then all, you know, others are just being written for a certain style of music that could be, you know, many people. So at the moment, I mean,
yeah,
I
don't want
really
us to share.
Yeah, you don't
want
to. They don't want to live in the.
Let's say this: yeah. One of the artists that we're sending music to is an artist on our French label that we cannot mention.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
See, well, you know, that's the thing. We want to conquer the world. We're gonna get the
well, you guys are off to a good start. You go off to a good start.
Oh, you're giving us some love?
Well, you guys are definitely starting it up. Now we got to end on that, right? You have to end on that.
There it is.
You love have it. To end on that.
Yeah, that's good. And I mean, you know.
you took the big boy keys and you worked the show tonight.
Man. God will take it.
I'm proud of you. No, all seriously, right. That was great. That was a great interview.
Yeah, that was a great way to end it. I totally wrapped it up with your song title.
Dude,
well, thanks for having us.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Check them out at theelementsongs.com.
That's right.
Nicely done.
And follow them on Twitter and see them at the Catalina Wine Mixer next year.
That's right.
Good night, everybody.